It must be heard. Radio.
Welcome, everybody.
I'm so glad to have you. I say the same thing every week, I promise.
That's all right.
But what I mean, what I say is what I mean. We're so glad to have you joining us tonight for this episode of the Must Be Heard Radio Show.
That's right.
This is going to be a special one, y'all. So hope you're ready. Let's get into our scripture of the day first.
Okay. Our scripture of the day is going to be in the book of Philippians, chapter 3. Verses 13 through 14. And this is the NLT version. It says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us."
I press toward the mark. Press.
That's right.
There's something special about pressing in.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight's episode, our theme, our topic is letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, you know, where we have issues of things that we've held on in the past.
Right.
That have caused us to sometimes miss the mark. And so because we have a tendency to not really press and not really lean in and trust that God can deliver us, we hold ourselves back from the destiny that God has for us.
Right.
So, I hope you're ready. We got some music coming up for you first. And then after that, we'll be right back with our with our theme for today. So, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Let's get into it. This is going to be, the first song is going to be On My Heart by Caleb Starr, or formerly known as Caleb Starr, Jerron Long, and this is the Must Be Heard Radio Show.
I was searching for this feeling. You don't know how sick you are till the Lord start healing. And that joy start building. And them voids get filled in. Hard times come and we voice our opinions. Doubted him, but he came through like a course I did it. They try to lock you out or knock doors off hinges. And anything we want is ours if he mentioned. Streets induce me, but he scooped me. So smelling, ooh wee. Now I'm a new me, then catch that new me. Think I'm loony and wanna test my new G. Shorty wanna know if I'm still a sucker for beauty. Me, what you try and move me? See, nothing more beautiful than holiness. So beholding it is better than holding you, miss. My flesh growl, pray I don't flinch. But he make ways out, pray I don't slip. And he keep me even when I wanna move quick. On that purple, red letter blueprint. Temple better, home improvement. This is more than music. Thought that we would lose it, but the Lord is our strength. Keep a sword on our hip. This is worship. Heaven go to war when I spit.
When I was lost, should've lost my heart, lost my mind, lost my soul. So I'ma love you with all I got, with all my heart, all my mind. I'ma love you.
He snatched me, he grabbed me when I was with the pack. BJ, Raji, never fail, plus his plans make me happy. So my praise proactive, no acne. I was so lost, reaping what I sowed, boss. Evil was my soul force, he was just a show off. I seen a lot of peeps exit this life, but I'm still here, so I will exit on the right.
To my exes, we aight.
I don't text them late at night. I count the cost of sin, I don't care to pay the price, which is crazy.
cause I never thought my life would ever be in Christ, or ever be a light, or ever be this right, cause everything in sight was negative in life, was negative in life. And I don't know why he chose me, but I'm ready for this fight. As long as he with me, I guess I'll be alright.
When I was lost, should've lost my heart, lost my mind, lost my soul. So I'ma love you with all I got, with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul. So I'ma love you with all I got.
Yeah, you know, when I really sit back and reflect on everything that Jesus has been through to die for us, man, that thing really hit different, man. Jesus, shout out to you. I thank you.
Know the situation that you had to go through, being humiliated in front of everyone, and treating you like days old fools, spitting on your face, scars on your back, instead of giving them grace.
Death to self, I'm dying for you. To be blameless in your sight is what I'm trying to do.
I'm trying
to reach my full potential, I go higher for you.
I'm high.
This a full-time job, God, I'm higher for you. By your stripes, we are healed. You took lashes on your back, now I'm free to serve the King. It's no more crashing out for stacks. They say all I talk is Jesus, baby, that's just how I rap. If you've been saved like I've been saved, you too, we'll blast him on your tracks.
Look, he died for us,
he really did. So it's a must, I live for you. Forgave me for my wicked sins and all the good I didn't do. Anybody done me wrong, truly I've forgiven you. The intercessor spoke, just know the Holy Ghost I listen to. You more concerned about sweet 16, but John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son to bleed for me. And who believes in him won't perish, but I have eternal life.
Life
I really changed for the better the day I turned to Christ.
Hey, yo, what's real, y'all? I go by Jay Sean Tays from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and you're listening to MustBeHeardRadio.com. Something for everyone. Remember, this is more than just music. This is ministry. God is love, y'all. Blessings.
All right. That what you just heard was Jay Sean Tays, Die For You, featuring Sick of Sin. He said something, that song kind of made me think about how, like I said, our topic for tonight is letting go.
Right.
And it kind of really made me think back on all of the stuff that myself, like stuff that I've gone through and ways that I have kind of, I guess, taken for granted, if you will. The things that God has done to restore and to bring me back. And I can recall a time of, like, when I was a teenager, I battled with depression because I felt like I was the only person my age in church. There was a great divide between the older group and the younger group. And even though a few of them were roughly around my age, like maybe a year or two older than me.
Mm-hmm.
They were all still much more mature than I was, but I was more mature than the little kids.
Mm.
And I would always get stuck with babysitting. And man, it was a bunch of them. I know it had to have been every bit of, let me see, maybe 7 or 8 smaller kids at the time.
Oh, wow.
So when the church have a business meeting, all the kids come to my mom and them house down the hill from the church, and and I would have to like entertain all of these 20 million kids in his house.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, they made for some fun times. We played, you know, hide and seek in the dark and things like that. I would always try to find little games, but you know, there were we've all made mistakes in our lives and have all, you know, done things that we regret.
Right.
And the thing about the way the enemy works, the way Satan works, is he'll hold things over our heads to make it seem like what we have done is so much worse than what it actually was.
Right.
And on top of him doing that, we get stuck and kind of get lulled to sleep. So we then have a tendency to not even repent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Bible talks about if you fall in sin, repent quickly.
Right.
You know, and so we will always hold a standard over ourselves or hold something over our head that God doesn't hold over us.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we come to him, as we ask for forgiveness, as we are looking for redemption, he restores us and he forgives us of the sin that we committed. And then he forgets about it. It's us as human beings who will turn around and say, I'm not worthy. Yep. I'm not good enough. And then what happens? That you start feeding the lie that the enemy tells you that you're not good enough and that you'll never be better than the mistakes that you constantly keep making because you keep going through the same thing and doing the same thing over and over again. And so tonight we really wanted to kind of dive into talking about like restoration and broken pieces and coming back from those things and not holding ourselves into such a such a gross standard, if you will. You know, we I've done it too. I've done things in the past, and then as soon as I'm trying to like get out of that and not make the same mistake again, I get the thought in my head, well, you've done it before. It's not like you're not going to do it again. And like, you're not going to beat this thing anyway, but you can.
Yep.
So hopefully, throughout the music, throughout the word, you know, we praying even now as we're talking, that God will give us direction, and something to encourage somebody and uplift somebody, that may be struggling with letting go.
Right.
You know, you get hurt by people, folks say things and you felt like they were close or they should have been closer than what they were. And, next thing you know, you had a setback. So I,
you get me?
So for now, let's continue. There's this song that I want to play. It's by an artist named Kayla Boyce. She's an independent artist. The song is called Pieces. I got this one. I got maybe one or two more songs and then we'll be back. We're only here for an hour. So, you know, it's finding the perfect balance of music and ministry, of course. But the Must Be Heard radio show is designed to support independent Christian and gospel artists all over the world. So up next, you'll hear Pieces by Kayla Boyce, and we'll be back.
Oh, masterpieces when placed in the master's hand. When I feel defeated, you come and hold my hand. Whenever I call you Jesus, you make me strong again. I thought my life was over. You said I'm born again. You took my broken pieces and made me whole again. My broken spirit and a contrite heart, God will not despise. It's the perfect sacrifice. Masterpieces when placed in the master's hand. When I feel defeated, when I feel you come defeated, and hold my hand. Whenever I call you Jesus, Lord, you make me strong again. I thought my life was over.
It was over.
You said I'm born again.
You said I'm born again.
You took my broken.
Too much for God to forgive you. I'm a living testimony. Whenever I felt defeated, he came and held my hand. Anytime I called on his name, he made me strong again. I thought my life was over. I thought he didn't want nothing to do with me. But he took all my broken pieces and made me whole again.
2020, fall. That's how I'm coming. I'm active all year, no cap. Yo, my approach to this life is put in work. Trust God, then see what happens. Word. The birds eat, so I'ma eat. I just need my nap. It's not really the following type. He made me a captain. Prayers, a position of power. I'm on my knees relaxing. I see them laughing. They don't know it's no comedy. And if you don't repent, God gon' laugh at your calamity. I ain't perfect, but he give me grace. Low is what I gotta be. I learn how to work with the blood. I know phlebotomy. Christ's name in all my raps. That's right, we gon' lift them. The devil stealing, killing, destroying. Don't be a victim. Satan be the butt of all our jokes, man. We gon' diss him. And always got the Vic over him like he the Pistons. Listen, AP, TTMH, if you know, you know. We will not be deceived. We got the Holy Ghost. We ain't sleepy, overwoke. And y'all comatose, I got the cure. Ain't no side effects on the overdose. Fill me up, Lord, till my cup bubbles over. Each one teach one, create another soldier. If you in need of a preacher, Lord, send me. A man plant another water, God bring the increase. I used to not know how to act, but now I'm learning. Had no mercy for the rats and the vermins. False prophets only care about the racks that they earning. That's why they telling lies in they raps in they sermons used to be frustrated like, God, why you keep him there? Then realize he ain't wanna pull up, the wheat with tears. Let him live, say Jiggy, let him live. I pray to God's grace, give him time to repent. I know his mercy was with me when I was in my mess, but preaching this false doctrine, that's a whole nother threat. I got an indignation when there's an indication that you faking. I can see they faces, I know this all Satan. Yes, you were the Christ, the only one that we gon' follow. We will never ever compromise for a dollar. You feel a kind of way, then that's not my problem. But you know what they say, I hit dog, gon' holler.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go.
Hey. Yeah, it's your man, the minister, once again, still representing for the kingdom of Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody told me, let it go, holding on too long, gotta let it go,
yo.
Let it go,
hey. Everybody. Whether you in the church or off in the trap, you're thinking too, it determines where you're going. So take the time to consider where you at. Every one of us has made mistakes. It's just what it is, and life is a given. But ain't no reason to be stuck in a season that you refuse to leave, cause you're dripping. You got a life and you got a brain. Life is a journey, yo, this ain't a game. But some of the stuff we decided to do to come up with the money is really a shame. Whether you got it slinging in the trap or you came up with it laying on your back, I ain't finna trip, I know what it is, cause I done been there. This is a fact. But I can't tell you today is a way to come up out of the mud and the clay. Stop you from drinking liquor every day and get you off of the weed and the yays. He's the one you call on when you fall, the one that helped you get up over the wall. All you gotta do is give it to Jesus. He's the only one you need, that's all. Keeping it real and hoping you're feeling it. Really doesn't matter what you've been dealing with. From the moment he came into my heart, he's been on the job and shorty, you're killing it. Seem like you've been in the game forever, rolling with the weed pills and the blow. And maybe somebody done told you before, but baby, today you need to let it go.
Ooh, you
I'm 50 plus years old on the go. Ain't nothing for me to get out on the road. Pull up out the driveway onto the highway into another city for the show. So how do I stay hot like this clean? Well, that's 1 John 3:16. But you gotta gonna get in the word, cause it's the only way you ever be able to understand what I mean. I'm like, hey, now come up with the blood. Coming right up out the club, representing for the whole team. And by no means will I sell out, cause I'm like so blessed. I'm like so fresh, I'm like so clean. And by the blood of Jesus, I'ma stay this way. And if you know where I came from, you know what I mean. I give all the glory to the one true king. This one goes out to all my peeps off in them clubs and in them streets. From Bowen Hall to Techwood to Mechanicsville, y'all, it's all good, cause it's all hood. And it seemed like yesterday when I was going through it, I'm blessed today. And you may not understand it, but don't take your life for granted, cause one day you could be here and be gone the next day the way you planned it. It's just the way life goes sometimes, but you need to make up your mind. You've been in the game for years, rolling the weed pills in the blow. Now maybe somebody done told you before, but baby, today you need.
I'ma bear my cross, all I lost, wear it on my back, ain't tryna floss. You don't know the cost, that was paid, glory to the Father, every day. I'ma bear my cross, yeah. Bear it, I'ma bear my cross, bear it,
a few that cross me. I can't count the cost, I can't take it off me. This a different cloth, price he paid, it was costly. I don't take a loss, talking losing where you lost me. Yeah. I got a cross to bear, not like a cross you wear. Till I depart from here, till he cut off my ear. I'ma go hard in here, tell him that God in here. I got the squad in here, it ain't no fraud in here. God is as real as it get. Gave me a reeler than that. Told me go fish and collect. I'm never chasing a check. Money, your power, respect. Don't make deposit the wreck. I let him interconnect. I let his image reflect.
I'ma bear my cross. All I lost. Wear it on my back. Ain't trying to floss. You don't know the cost. That was paid. Glory to the Father. Every day. I'ma bear my cross. Yeah.
That passion, never lagging about that action. See my moves in closed caption, more than eyes to closed caption. Faith express, no actors, higher heights, holy stature. Tend to sheep, mold the pasture, body broken, know the fractures. How we coping, know the factors, higher standards, hold the pastors. Breaking chains, show the captors, we the soldiers, God the captain. We all know it, y'all be capping, without God, y'all be lacking. Hit the streets and get it cracking, lead the church and bring them back in. This is story in the making, this is more than inspiration. This is for a generation, take them out the hands of Satan. Tell them God will not forsake them, you're a part of God's creation. Four corners, every nation, bear your cross and make a statement. Jesus carried cross up on that hill, new identity. Save me fresh pressure, that's his will, kill the sin in me. Lay go on my enemy like centerpiece. He centered me like centerpiece. Let's me.
I'ma bear my cross, all I lost. Wear it on my back, ain't trying to floss. You don't know the cost, that was paid. Glory to the Father, every day. I'ma bear my cross. I'ma bear my cross.
Welcome back to the you listening to the Must Be Heard radio show. This is your host, DJ Jet Black.
And your girl, Michelle.
My lovely wife, who is the queen of Must Be Heard radio. I'm trying to make her blush, y'all. I do this quite often, okay? Like, I don't know what it is, man. It's something to it when you make your spouse blush. Like, I'll be flirting. I lay it on heavy, and I'm like, you gonna smile at me. She does anyway, though. I'm glad you guys are tuned into the show. You locked in, of course. The theme, if you haven't caught it yet, or if you just now join it, is Let It Go.
Let It Go.
The song that was playing before that, I hate that whatever happened caused it to stop playing. I wonder, I'm going to have to go back and listen to the file. I think what might have happened is he may have sent me an incomplete file, which is okay. But we got to get another one. Mm-hmm. I got to get the whole thing. Bro was snapping on that. And I mean, everything that he was talking about in the song, it was Let It Go by The Minister featuring Luke G. Mm-hmm. Everything that he was talking about in the song was talking about your history. I know everybody wasn't a prostitute. I know everybody wasn't drug dealers. Everybody don't have the same backstory. Some of us was pew baby. Like me. I was raised, born and raised in the church. Gonna die in the pews. or doing the work of the Lord outside the four walls, but still, I mean, everybody's backstory is not the same. You know, but like I was talking about earlier, you know, just being able to forgive ourselves for our past mistakes and regrets and things like that, and not holding ourselves hostage to those thoughts.
Right. And like last week, for those of you who were tuned in, our topic last week was new beginnings. That was our theme. And in order for something new to come, we have to let go of the old, which is why this week's theme is letting go.
Right. So my mom says something, or our mother says something a lot. She says, you can't go through a new door with the same old attitude.
Mm-hmm.
That's like going into a new job and having the mindset of, like, okay, say for example, you used to sell furniture mm-hmm. At Jimmy Dean's furniture outlet mall or whatever. And you leave that job and you go somewhere else. And now you work for James Brown Furniture Emporium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one way that you may have sold at the old place, at James Brown's, they don't do that way.
Right.
So if you go into James Brown's coming from Jimmy Dean's as a with the mindset of, oh, I'm gonna sell, it's gonna be a breeze for me to sell furniture in here because I used to do this way. And the first thing they tell you is, no, we don't do that here.
Right.
And so what happens is it causes you to make mistakes or to do things that because you're trying to do it the old way,
mm-hmm.
it causes you to make mistakes and do things that are out of pocket for the new place.
Right.
And so it's like bringing baggage. Mm-hmm. Or old furniture, old beat up furniture into a brand new house.
Right.
And so when we're looking for God to do something for us in the next, in this like next phase or next era or next place,
mm-hmm.
But we're still holding on to the old stuff.
Right.
Then there's no way that he'll be able to bless us because you're still looking at the damage you might have,
mm-hmm.
Even going into like new relationships. So divorces are extremely high,
mm-hmm.
Probably higher than it's ever been. And we've heard the statement throughout our whole lives, hurt people,
mm-hmm.
Because you never deal with the root issue of what it was that caused that marriage to fail. You never deal mm-hmm. with the hurt, because you got cheated on or something like that, or they stole from you or were abusive verbally, mm-hmm. mentally or physically.
Right.
And you never dealt with those issues before. So then you go into a new relationship
mm-hmm.
and you hurt the good person, because you haven't dealt with those issues. Now you cause damage to the new person. And if that relationship fails, that person is now going to go hurt somebody else,
right?
Because you've caused trauma to them. And so in talking about letting go, like mm-hmm. you have to learn to let go of our past,
right?
The way God does. It said he casts our sins as far as the east is from the west.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll never be heard from again, heard right. up again, brought up again, or anything like that. So now, how does that pertain to me? What do I do? The first thing to do is admit that you have baggage. Admit mm-hmm. that you have something that you've been holding on to. Because just like when you come to Christ, admittance is the first thing. I have to admit that I have sin in my life. I have
right.
to admit that I am a sinner, that I do the things that are against the will of God, that are against the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to acknowledge. Once I admitted it, I acknowledged that I know these are a problem. I know that I'm a sinner.
Right.
And I know I need a savior. So now the next thing from that is you just kind of take step by step when it comes to letting go of things from your past hurts,
mm-hmm.
Past regrets, things like that. You have to admit first that you have those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do that, then you can start the healing process and God can start to work on you and heal you.
Right.
Even wanting to be used in different areas. You want to go out and reach other people.
Mm-hmm.
You want to influence positively. Sorry, I'm getting tongue tied. Positively influence other people. But you can't do that if you are holding on to stuff that is in your past.
That's right.
For now, that's all I have, but I do have more music. I just want you to really, we just really want you to be encouraged. There's nothing that you have done that is so bad that God can't forgive. Mm-hmm. There's no place you've gone. There's no drink you've drank. There's no amount of drugs that you've done or currently doing, whatever, what have you, that God can't restore you or deliver you from.
That's right.
But it's first admitting and then moving on. Like, learn to accept the forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And don't listen to the condemnation that the devil often brings. Like, sometimes when we mess up, you know, we condemn ourselves and we think like, oh, God doesn't want to hear from me, you know, like, because he's so disappointed in me, he's mad at me, and all these things. And we forget how gracious God is and merciful he is at the same time, and how his mercies are new every morning. Every day his mercies for us are new.
Mm-hmm. And he is sovereign, and is he just, and he's faithful and just to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can win, and it's okay to have made mistakes, but mm-hmm. your mistakes don't define you.
That's right.
You know, so just look for being renewed, being restored. And then boast in God. I got something.
Mm-hmm.
And
bring it to him, and don't take it back. Because so often we bring our burdens to the Lord. We bring our sins and we lay them at the altar. But then we leave the altar and we take them with us. And
mm-hmm.
it's because we want to hold on to them. You know, like, maybe we're so used to carrying that weight around with us that when we put it down, it feels uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like you feel like you, it's almost like you feel like you're losing mm-hmm. a part of you.
Yes.
And the thing, just because you give up something that you've been held hostage to,
right,
doesn't mean that you're giving up a part of you. I recall saying, we were having a conversation before, and I said, the path is the path. Mm-hmm. So, you know, regardless of if we met each other 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Or if we, how we crossed paths, because even how we got together was amazing. And, you know, but we can't go back and look at, oh, well, you know, if I would have met you at this point in time in my life, I feel like we would have had a better opportunity with each other. No, because the path is the path.
Mm-hmm.
So the path is carved out for you to become who God needs for you to be today.
Right.
Not who God had, who you were back then, because who you were back then probably would have done something different and maybe even made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't discount my past mistakes. I don't discount my past regrets, their experiences.
Exactly.
But I also don't loom those things over my head and go back into the pity corner or the woe is me, mm-hmm. Corner and say, oh, well, if I would have never did this, then I would be this. If I would have never gotten married when I was 22, then maybe I would have been a millionaire. If I would have pursued playing football on a more professional level than semi-pro, maybe I would have been like, we would have been well off, and I would have been well into retirement by now, being 37 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the path is the path. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be who I am today had I gone through and done those things, because life's experiences taught me something different.
Mm-hmm.
Taught me to learn to trust, to let my guard down with people sometimes, and that's okay. But it also showed me that you can't trust everybody, because some people don't have your best interest in mind or at heart.
That's right. And then, you know, the verse that just came to me is Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Mm. The yoke is easy and the burden is light.
That's right. And we carry these heavy burdens around, and, you know, and as you were talking, I was also thinking about how not only does not letting things go affect us spiritually. It affects us mentally and even physically. Mm-hmm. So many people today, you know, have to take blood pressure pills because, you know, they have high blood pressure, or antidepressants. And I'm not, you know, knocking medicine or anything like that, but I truly believe that some of that is, you know, caused because of the stress that we hang on to. And so,
yeah, I mean, mental health issues exist.
Oh yeah, chemical imbalances are real. Yeah. and all that.
But at the same time, though, the other part of that is, like, in those moments, especially like when dealing with depression, because it's just mm-hmm. personal to me. Like, as I can only speak from experience, but dealing with depression, when you get off by yourself and you're not doing anything, mm-hmm. man, do you know how much harder the devil work, and how much easier it is for him to suggest things to you because you're by yourself?
Yeah.
You've isolated. And so the idea of strength in numbers doesn't just come from like, in this particular sense, it doesn't just come from secular knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's also a biblical thing, because even when you talk about going to church, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that don't go to church. They'll just have church on the watch somebody's live stream and they're okay with that. But there's a scripture that talks about fail not the assembling of yourselves together.
Right.
And then it further explains that you draw strength from one another. Mm-hmm. So where you might be struggling, I may not say nothing. You may not tell me what you're struggling with, but just being in community with other believers or other like-minded individuals, or even just people that's not like-minded, but all have come together to for one purpose, and that's to worship God together. Sometimes when you worshiping God together, that frees you up all the same. So
that's right.
There's a song that comes to mind that I'm gonna play right now by Anthony Hall featuring Jason Nelson. It's called Focus.
Okay.
So you are listening to the Must Be Heard radio show. If you are an independent artist, independent Christian gospel artist, we support all forms of music as long as it glorifies Christ. And you can submit your music on our website at mustbeheardradio.com, or you can email us directly at submissions@mustbeheardradio.com. Also, if you have something that you would like for us to pray for, follow us on social media. Follow us on TikTok, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, whatever medium you choose, YouTube. And if you got a prayer request, post it or send us a private message.
Right.
And we'll absolutely pray with you, pray for you. Even if you don't believe in God, we still pray for you nonetheless.
Right. And we ain't going to charge you.
And we're not going to charge you. I promise you don't have to pay an offering, okay? Now, if you want to,
right?
You know,
right.
I ain't going to turn it down. I ain't going to turn down nothing but my collar and tell you thank you. We appreciate your support. But there's a way you can donate on our website, too. Again, it's mustbeheardradio.com. There's a lot of stuff on there. There's also other shows and things like that. There's Track Stars, there's Continue and Don't Stop, the Sunday Afternoon Drive, the Afternoon Drive with me, DJ Jeb Black. There's a number of things. So yeah, we just want to be a blessing to somebody. So I got Anthony Hall coming up next with Focus, and then after that it'll be Speak to the Mountain, and we'll be wrapping up.
All right.
my story of my God's amazing grace. I don't look like what I've been through. You can't see it on my face. It don't mean I don't have battles, but I know they're already won. Because God has given me power. It's right here in my tongue. Just speak to the mountain. Be cast in the sea.
You just be faith.
You just be faith.
I just speak to the mountain.
Cause the power's in me.
You can do impossible things if you believe.
I believe. Yes, yes, I believe. You gotta believe. You gotta believe. Everybody's got a mountain. It seems like it just won't move. Maybe you've just lost your job or the doctor calls it bad.
DIYs, learning hobbies online. Yeah, from baking a cake to gardening to cutting your own hair or becoming an artisan. Hey, this was the year of the Zoom. I went to weddings and bar mitzvahs without wearing a suit. It's cool. And the news had people bugging out. They full of it. That's why that toilet paper's running out. And pollution's at an all-time low. And Black Lives Matter doesn't mean that your lives don't. Come on, we are better than this. And when it's all good, you know Trump will take the credit for it. But hey, we are in this together. We are in this together. Hey, 2020 was unforgettable, but 2020 gave us a better view than me. and showing videos of UFOs. Even aliens figured they should just leave us alone. And can't forget the birthdays and the graduations. Never thought a drive-by would be to show appreciation. I guess Mother Nature figured she would turn it up with hurricanes, earthquakes, pandemics, sure enough. We have protests, yeah, we have riots. We have reveal parties starting campfires, 2020 read like a red letter. At least everybody got to know they pets better, yeah. And just when it had its blessings, here comes the 2020 elections. Like, we are in this together. We are in this together. Hey, 2020 was unforgettable, but 2020 gave us a better view that me and you, we're in this together. We lost a few diamonds in the rough, but Kobe and Gianna had us looking up. So it's only right the Lakers won it in the bubble. We lost John Lewis and gained his good trouble. RBG, RIP, you a legend. To Black Panther, Bozeman, Wakanda forever. But in spite of it all, we still ain't lose hope. The presidential debate gave us some new jokes. Yeah, we still dreaming about a better future. So your neighbor's somebody you better get used to. Cause we are in this together. We are in this together.
That song is funny. But they told no lies. We are in this together. You know, just I really want you to remember that no matter what you have gone through in your life, no matter what hand life has tried to deal you, forsake not your experiences. Okay. The best experience is user experience.
That's right. And also, before we go, I got one more verse for you. First Peter 5:7. It says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And I know the word, you know, cast is a simple word, but when I looked it up on, you know, dictionary.com, the first definition is to throw or hurl, to fling, to throw off or away. So cast your burdens, cast your cares, cast your anxiety upon God. Throw it. Throw it away. Get rid of it.
Absolutely.
Let it go.
Let it go. It's okay. It is okay to let go. It's okay to let go of, and I mean, at the expense of, I'm just gonna say it this way. It's okay to let go of people too. Yeah. Because for somebody to be your friend, right, they had to do two things. One, they got to be honest with you at all times. A yes man is not a friend. A yes woman is not a friend. Because if they never tell you when you have a bad idea, if they never tell you that you got something on your clothes or on your face and let you go on, and then let people look at you and laugh at you and talk about you, and they don't ever tell you, those aren't friends.
Right.
A friend will always tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. And, you know, I know people don't see, oftentimes don't see God as a friend. But he's a friend to us because he tells us and gives us an outline or a blueprint, rather, on how to live and the best way to live and get the most out of your out of life. And in order to get the most out of life, the best way is to delight yourself in him, because after you do that, he'll give you what you what your heart's desire is.
So
it's okay to let go of people. It's okay to you know,
let go of things.
Yes, let go of things. It's okay. So I hope something that we said during this show has helped you. I hope something that you may be experiencing in your life, something you may be holding you hostage. You are at a place where you're willing to let go and you want to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can win. So, and I really like that song that went off as well. It's In This Together. That's by Kanata Small. It was released in 2017. Wait, no, it wasn't. I'm sorry, 2020. But it's ironic they talked about some stuff that's happening today too.
Right.
Anyway, so before we get out of here, of course, we always like to say a prayer. And if you are an independent artist, we love to support you. Support your music journey, and join the journey with you. So if you would like to submit music, you can send it to Must Be Heard. I'm sorry. Here we go again.
Submissions at mustbeheardradio.com.
Yeah. Or on our website, just click the submit tab. It's mustbeheardradio.com. Click the submit tab. It's there as well. All right. So before we get out of here, let's pray. If you're driving, please keep your eyes and open and your hands on the steering wheel. Okay. The Lord understands. All right. Dear God, we thank you for another opportunity to come before your people, to come before your throne. We ask you to be with us. Mm-hmm. God, help us to learn to forgive and move on.
Yes,
help us to not be tethered by the things that we should let go. Help us to let things go and to grow and move forward. So that we can be who you have called for us to be in this life, be who you've called for us to be for other people, and to lead other people to you. Continue to bless every listener who has tuned into this station, whether it was a flyby or stayed tuned the whole time, even on the replay. God, we ask you to bless every artist as well, and continue to bless this station. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. So until next time.
Love God,
hate sin,
and live.
We'll see you next time. Peace.